This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now we are joined on the River Islands guest line by none other than Steve Kerr, head coach of the Dubs. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are we're doing fantastic. And by the way, before we get into to chatting with you, want to remind everybody that it is all presented by Great Clips, and sports success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. All right, coach, I wonder with a little bit of space from the elimination and then the exit interviews and you get to now, kind of what's your view on the way this all kind of played out and why in the absence of Steph Curry, you guys just, you weren't able to kind of grasp at least one game?
Well, I don't think my feelings have changed that much, frankly, even with, having a week to think about it. There's a reason Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And, he's one of the greatest players of all time. And, when we lost him, that was a pretty tough blow. And I think game three was the key. We had our shot up six, mid fourth. That's the game that we really needed to get because if we get that, the tone of the series changes. And, Steph was scheduled to come back for game six, and we just had to find a way to get to game six. But couldn't do it. Again, Minnesota played really well. For us, honestly, just the lack of perimeter shooting was the toughest thing for us to try to solve. And we just, we've obviously always been a great shooting team, but we've been pretty top heavy with our shooting overall with some of the greatest shooters of all time with Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant. But we haven't been a team that's, sort of built with, seven or eight different perimeter shooters. So, when Steph goes out, it's just a lot tougher to get the spacing you need in the modern game.
You mentioned game three, and that's where Jimmy Butler was terrific shooting it. He had 26 attempts and then just 20 attempts combined in games four and five. Is it fair to say he took a backseat, or did Minnesota just focus more on him defensively, which made it so he couldn't try to be Batman with Steph out of the game?
Well, if you think about Jimmy's game, the way he likes to play, I mean, he's the best ISO player in the league, but he does it in a very unique way. And I'm talking analytically, like if ISO plays across the league, Jimmy, I don't know if he finished number one, but basically he's number one in points per possession. If not number one, then top few. But it's different. It's not you know, it's not like an ISO into a jump shot. It's an ISO into survey and find an open guy on the perimeter or get fouled or get to the rim. And so those last three games of the series, last four games, it just didn't have much spacing. Part of that was, you know, we went away from Moses Moody and Quentin Post just for, you know, the way the series was going. And so he didn't have as much shooting around him as he normally does. And so all of a sudden the pictures were much different. And Jimmy was basically going against McDaniels with Gobert at the rim and you know, not much shooting around him. So the game got way tougher, you know, for Jimmy in those last few. And that was just kind of the way it shook out.
Steve, just because you mentioned his name, we're very curious about Moses Moody, the struggles he had down the stretch, and then the news today that there's a thumb injury and that he needed surgery. Do you equate those two things? Is that what was going on for him down the stretch?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you never really know, you know, how much stuff like that factors in. You never want to make an excuse for it. And Moses definitely didn't make any excuses for it. I just think that, you know, the way the Houston series shook out, you know, they put Şengün on him. It kind of changed all the matchups. It changed the rhythm of the game. We turned to Buddy. You know, Buddy gets going and has 33 in game 7 and, you know, 24 in game 1 of the Minnesota series. So things really shifted towards Buddy and away from Moses. So sometimes that's the way it works in the playoffs. That's how it worked out this time. I was really happy for Moses the way he came back and played so well and, you know, in game 5 in the fourth quarter when we got him back out there. But, you know, it just didn't work out for him that well or Quentin, you know, in the series based on the matchups. And like I said, sometimes it just plays out that way.
And it kind of played out in reverse for Jonathan Kuminga, where he kind of fell out of the rotation against Houston and then Steph gets hurt and suddenly you need some scoring, and so he comes in and takes on a much bigger share. Would Jonathan Kuminga have been a part of that series had Steph not gotten hurt?
Well, you don't know. I mean, there's a reason that we were playing the guys we were, you know, in the Houston series and down the stretch of the season, because we've found a formula that worked, and we found lineup combinations that worked. And when you find something like that in the NBA, you stick with it because winning is really hard. So, you know, yeah, these are always questions that are tough to answer hypothetically. But I know that we had found a groove and we were winning and we advanced in the playoffs. And so we were going to keep doing, you know, what we were doing, but as soon as you go down in a series, you have to rethink everything. And so we may have rethought it and gotten him out there, but who knows?
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, this may not surprise you. You know, you were on the TK show with Tim Kawakami recently and thought what you were saying in that conversation about the Jonathan Kuminga, like, umbrella overall topic was really, really interesting, and we've gotten a lot of conversation out of it today. And so I wanted to ask you this, because when you said that you know, you guys have been trying to kind of hammer home the way that you want him to play, it felt to me like you were at least insinuating that you know, you guys want him to play one way and maybe he doesn't, but I don't want to put words in the mouth. You tell me, is there a bit of a disagreement between the staff and Jonathan in terms of how he should be playing?
I don't think there's a disagreement. I think that there is maybe a different view, you know, from his perspective and what he's comfortable doing. He's obviously a natural scorer. You saw that in the Minnesota series when he got his opportunity, he scored really well, and that's what he's most comfortable doing. But with our team and the way we're built, and with Steph and Jimmy, you know, they're going to dominate the ball. What we need from that spot is rebounding, and we need the passing, the connection, and yes, we need the scoring, but it has to come within the context of what we're really good at and what we we're really great at for the last 2 months, with Jimmy and Steph. So I think, I said it to Tim yesterday. I mean, young players take some time to figure out, who they are and what kind of player they are and what their role is. And it's not always easy. And he, as I said, JK's 22. And I think there's plenty of growth ahead, but it's never an easy road when you're sort of going down a path like this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to come out of that conversation for a lot of people and wonder if this is a can't do it or a won't do it kind of a conversation. In other words, these things you're asking him to do, you believe he's capable of doing them, right?
I do, but it's, again, it's, we're you go down the path and you try to get, kind of habits that are built, and, you want them to be consistent. And so you in year four, you would hope that those things are coming. And I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so, look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year. But the way the team is built, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games. And so, the fit with Jonathan, and I've been very open with him about this as well. The fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot, So it's, you throw all that stuff together. And as a coach, you just say, all right, what's the best way for us to win? How does the puzzle fit together? And that's why we ended up kind of in the situation we did, where he fell out of the loop a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And, not his fault. But, again, young player, we're trying to win. And we went down the path we felt gave us the best chance to do that.
You made a great comp to Aaron Gordon on the TK pod, and we were playing that sound before, and you even mentioned that Aaron Gordon had to go elsewhere to kind of start to figure it out. Do you think that Jonathan Kuminga could develop into doing the things that you need him to do here in Golden State over the course of the offseason and, coming back with the veteran core, or will he have to try and find this sort of role elsewhere?
Well, I mean, he's definitely capable of doing that here, and that's obviously what we're going to be focused on, as a coaching staff. JK told me he's going to be around here a lot more this summer. He hasn't been around our facility much the last couple summers, but he's got a couple of young girls. He's much more settled down now, wants to be in one place. And so he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him and try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays, for him to help us win. You know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
That's an interesting conversation it sounds like you guys have, because, Steve, if we had a nickel for every time a listener called us and said, boy, JK must want out of here. Like, did you take for – does JK, you think, does he want to stay a Warrior?
I think the number one thing is that JK and I have a very good relationship. We talk all the time. We like each other. This is all just basketball. This is not a case of JK coming in saying, hey, I got to get out of here. I want this. I want that. This is just trying to make this fit and trying to make this work. But every player, every young player, even the older guys, like they want to fit in well with what's happening. And so I think there's got to be part of JK that thinks about going elsewhere, and would he get more of an opportunity? And those are all very normal human emotions to think about.
You've talked a lot about, JK not necessarily fitting with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond all in the court at the same time. Is that fit something that can be developed and nurtured now that you're going to have, theoretically, all four guys in a training camp and leading into a season?
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. Assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured. And we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I'd really love to explore the emotional side of like Steph Curry's kind of helpless frustrations as this thing ended up kind of slipping away for you guys. For us fans, it was hard to watch those facial expressions for him over there on the bench. So I'd love to hear from your perspective the emotions you felt for Steph in not being able to be there as the season ended.
Yeah, I mean, you feel terrible for the guy. I mean, he's nobody cares more than Steph. Nobody puts more effort, more thought, more work into being great, and there's a reason he does it. He loves the process. He loves to win. He hates to lose. He's the ultimate competitor. And so you go through an 8-month season, you get to that point, and the team's in a great place. He's in a great place, up 1-0 in a series. Man, it's just excruciating for the team, but especially for Steph to just not have him out there, not be able to get out on the floor for Steph. It was brutal. But as always, Steph has amazing perspective. He knows how lucky he is. He knows how great his life is, and he's not going to get too down because he's Steph Curry. He's got an incredible perspective on things.
bittersweet and tantalizing were the words I used, because you go up 1-0 and it felt like maybe there was something special happening, and of course Steph gets hurt. Do you get heartened by the fact that you won game one and you started to really see what, you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond could do toward the tail end of the year? And does that give you extra hope going into next year that you guys can really take another legitimate swing at it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after Jimmy arrived, you know, we were top five in both offense and defense in terms of ratings, you know, net ratings. And that's, those are the hallmarks of a championship team. And all three guys are just incredible competitors and playoff performers. So the fact that we were right there, we win, you know, the first round, we're up 1-0 in the second round, like, you know, when there's only eight teams left. All of that, everything we saw, all the data, the chemistry in the locker room, it was all, you know, very, very promising. So you run it back again next year for sure, and you see what you can do, you know, around those guys and try to improve a little bit, you know, both in terms of the roster, but also the, you know, what we can do as coaches, you know, scheme-wise and lineup combinations, all that stuff. And I think we go into next season with a lot of energy and a lot of expectations.
Yeah, like without using names that are either on your team or not on your team, like, does that go through your mind? If you could go to a computer and build the kind of players that you want to add to this team for next year, what would you do?
Well, I always love passing. My 11 years here, we've always had guys who can move the ball. The game just connects when you can pass. You look at the Pacers, you know, the way they're playing, and so much of their offense comes from the passing. You know, the Pacers and us were the number one and number two passing teams in terms of passes per game this year in the NBA, both in the regular season and the playoffs. It's always been our style. It's always been the thing that unlocks Steph the best. So anybody who can pass the ball can play for me. And then I think the shooting I mentioned, you know, just because we've been a little top heavy on the shooting side. If we get out a little more spacing, I think that would be really helpful as well. But of course, you know, those are qualities that are tough to come by. And you go through the free agent list, you go through potential trades. There's never anybody that's easily accessible, because if we think they're good, other teams think they're good too. So I have great faith in Mike and Joe and Kirk and the front office. And I know that Joe always does everything possible to you know, put the best team on the floor. And so I have a lot of faith in what our front office can do. And we're going to do everything we can to put the best team out there possible.
You mentioned the Pacers. Are you watching these playoffs, or is it too painful for you, Steve?
I'm watching them, but I'm also not, you know, planning my day around them. I actually went and saw Mission Impossible last night, so I missed it. But I watched it this morning because I had it recorded.
Turned out to be a pretty good game. Good little game last night.
Insane. I knew what happened, but I just watched the fourth quarter this morning, and even though I knew what was going to happen, I still didn't believe it five different times. It's stunning what happened in that game.
Well, and is it true that, because I haven't seen Mission Impossible, is it true that Tom Cruise in that movie is down 14 with 2:45 to go?
I would say that what the Pacers pulled off was even more difficult than what Ethan Hunt was able to pull off in Mission Impossible. Yeah. Even more difficult.
That's insanity. Hey, real quick, Coach, a comment on Draymond Green, first team all defense, but also would love to know, do you think he should have won DPOY?
Well, I believe this is his ninth time on the all defense team.
Yep.
That's insane. I mean, obviously Draymond's heading for the Hall of Fame, you know, first ballot. The longevity, the impact of his game defensively, I think it's honestly, it has resonated around the league. Everybody over, you know, the last 7-8 years says the same thing. We got to get our Draymond, You know, we got to get our version of Draymond. The problem is there's only one. You know, and there's just nobody out there who can do everything that Draymond does defensively, and that's why he's so unique. That's why he's so decorated as a defensive player. And as for the defensive player of the year, I think he should have won more than one. But he's recognized around the league. The coaches, people know how good he is.
Coach, also real quick, would love to get a comment on the final performance from Brandon Podziemski, which looked like it ran the full gamut, like a bunch of points and a bunch of shots. You barking at him on the sidelines. You mentioned afterwards some things you'd like him to do differently coming up next year. What did you take from that final performance from him?
Well, I was thrilled that he had that breakout game in game five. It was important for him, I think, for his confidence. I think it was important for him to feel the difference, between that game and others. And I think there's a lot to learn as a young player in the playoffs. The playoffs kind of expose everything about a team and an individual, and it teaches you what you need to work on. And it was a great experience for Brandon. I'm a huge fan of his, a believer of his game. And I just think he's going to come back even better next year as a result.
Coach, thank you for the entire year. No one is classier than you. And it means the world to us. And we really appreciate the extended time that you spend with us every single week, including this week. And We're already looking forward to next year, but above all, just thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to our chats every week, and you guys do a great job. And we'll keep it rolling next year for sure.
Absolutely. You going anywhere fun this summer?
I am. I'm heading to New York this week. We're going to a wedding. My wife and I are, and we're going to extend the trip into a New York City vacation for a few days. Go see a play. Go see, or go have a couple good dinners. And we always like going to New York. My wife is from there, and but I'll be around quite a bit. I'll get down to San Diego a little bit, July and August, but. The Bay is home, man. I love it here. So we don't want to travel too much.
Yeah, and if you get the itch to talk sports while you're out there, we're on 5 to 9 East Coast time, and we'll take your call. Steve, we'll put you to the front of the line because you're a friend.
All right. I'll file that away.
Yeah.
Put it in your hand for no chance.
Yeah, 888-957-957. All right, Coach, have a safe trip and hit those golf balls straight, too.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
You too. There he goes. All right. That's Coach Kerr, and it's presented by Great Clips, and sports success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Steve Kerr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.